Brent Crane with the Food and Care Coalition in Provo says that he's recently seen more newcomers in need of help in Utah County.
Late summer, early fall, we started to see a noticeable, 25, 30, 40% increase in meals served over a prior time frame.
Crane says the Provo Police Department has also seen an increase of the homelessness population on the streets.
As they're interacting with the homeless, they were finding that the vast majority of them were not in our system down here. They were not known to Utah County law enforcement. And when pressed and asked, where are you coming from? How are you getting here? The overwhelming response was pretty consistent with what we were seeing, and that was they're being sent down from Salt Lake.
This is a problem because there is no actual homeless shelter in the area. There's places to receive help and food, but no places to stay. Crane believes the solution lies in creating more affordable housing.
We can either have poor, destitute, homeless people walking through our neighborhoods, committing petty crime to try to survive, or we can go the dignified route, provide affordable and safe housing. We have a choice. We can either provide housing and use that as a gateway to supportive services, or we can sit here and point the finger at each other, not do anything about it, and continue to get the same result.
I'm Danny Hayes with Utah Public Radio News.